We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Quills Postcards Meteor Baby Shower. To hear previous installments of Quill's Postcards, you can listen back to Episode 5, Message in a Bottle Rocket, Episode 29, Lava Park Adventure, Episode 43, Camp Crater, Episode 63, A Quirky Safari, and Episode 75, The Planetarium. Today's show will also feature a very special space guest, Jonathan Messenger from the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian podcast will be stopping by to lend his voice in today's Animail. If you think today's show is out of this world, be sure to subscribe on the Kids Listen podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the spacey story show you can take on the go. Listen along in a rocket ship, while you're orbiting the sun, or even while you're writing to your outer space pen pals with an astronaut pen. I'm your host, Angie. Guess what? We just received a new batch of postcards from our outer space friend, Quill, from the planet Quark. Quill has a new baby sister and wants to tell us all about it. Let's read our very spatial postcards now.
Quill's postcards from planet Quark, Meteor Baby Shower.
Hey Earth kids, Quill here. I've got some astronomical news to tell you. I have a new baby sister named Pluma. To celebrate her arrival, we had a meteor baby shower. My grandparents and aunts and uncles all came over to my house with lots of little gifts for Pluma. Mira the meteor monkey and my pet dog Zax weren't sure what to think of this new little arrival. But I was so excited to have a new sister. And since she's just a little baby, I got to help open all of her presents. First, I opened up a little baby rattle. It was in the shape of a planet and filled with tiny space pebbles. It made a funky sonic sound like this. Then I opened up a plushy stuffed space animal. It was a toy meteor monkey, just like my pet Mira. Finally, I opened up a big square box and peeked inside.
Wow!
It was a space mobile. There were two big sticks that made the shape of an X. I lifted them up and saw that there was a bunch of small space objects attached to strings that hung down from the big sticks. Moons and stars and planets and even the sun. The dangling space objects bounced and boing, they spun around on the strings. How cool! I couldn't wait to play with all of these new toys and to do all kinds of fun activities with my new baby sister.
How cool!
The rest of the meteor baby shower was so much fun. We celebrated with solar music and galactic games.
Haha, that's three in a row!
We even got to eat mooncake.
My favorite!
Then, when the sun went down, we all went outside. My parents wrapped Pluma up in a warm space blanket, and we all watched a dazzling meteor show. Glowing rocks darted across the sky like fireworks. My mom was really tired, but very happy.
What a great way to celebrate the newest member of our family. Thanks, everyone.
After the meteor shower, everyone went home.
Goodbye.
So long.
Finally, I could play with Pluma and all of her new toys.
Yay!
Sorry, Quill. It's time for bed. You can play with your sister tomorrow.
Aw, shucks.
I did as I was told and went to sleep. But early the next morning, I leapt from my bed and raced into Pluma's room.
Ready to play, little sister?
But she was still sound asleep.
Aw, gee whiz. Is she gonna sleep all day? Psst, Pluma, wake up.
Pluma did wake up, and she started to cry really loud.
Shh, Pluma, stop crying.
Just then my mom walked in.
Quill, you can't just go waking her up. Pluma's just a baby and needs lots of sleep.
Aw, gee, I just wanted to play with her, Mom.
Well, now that she's up, it's time for her to eat. You can play with your sister after breakfast.
Fine.
I quickly gobbled down my breakfast and got out all of Pluma's new toys. After she finished feeding her, my mom brought Pluma into the playroom and sat her down on the soft space blanket.
Finally, we can play, Pluma. Check out this cool rattle. It looks like a planet. Pretty neat, right?
But Pluma didn't say anything. She just looked at me confused.
Look, Pluma, you shake it like this.
I shook the planet-shaped baby rattle filled with the space pebbles and made a cool sound. But Pluma didn't seem to think it was very cool at all. She started to cry again.
Hey, stop crying, Pluma. Look at this. It's a fluffy stuffed space animal. You can pet it like this.
But Pluma kept crying. I didn't know what to do to make her stop. I tried making funny faces at her to make her laugh, but that didn't work either. Then all of a sudden, she stopped crying and made an odd sound. Soon, a stinky smell filled the room.
Mom, get in here. I think Pluma needs her diaper changed.
My mom came in the room and smiled.
You're right, Quill. I'll change her diaper, and then after that, it's time for Pluma's nap.
Aw, man, she's gonna sleep again? Having a little sister is no fun at all.
I know you don't mean that, Quill.
Well, all she does is sleep and eat and make stinky smells in her diaper. I wanted a friend to play with.
Aw, Quill, I'm sorry you feel that way. Let me put your sister down for a nap, and the two of us can have a little chat.
My mom placed Pluma in her little crib, then held my hand as we walked into the living room. She sat down on the rocket chair and placed me on her lap.
Things with Pluma aren't going exactly how you thought, huh, my darling?
No, they're not.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that you were just like Pluma, very small and learning how to do everything.
Huh, well, I guess that's true. I once was a baby just like her.
And look at you now. You've grown so big and think of all the amazing things you can do. You play Wisby with our Zog Zogs and ride your hoverboard on the playground. You even know how to play the Zuba. Each day, Pluma will get a little bigger and learn how to do all of these amazing things, too.
You really think so?
Absolutely. Especially because she has such a great big brother to teach her. You just have to be patient and find creative ways to play with her now while she's still a baby.
Just then, we heard a sound coming from Pluma's bedroom.
Here, why don't you go show her the space mobile? You can hang it above her little crib.
Okay, Mom.
I raced into Pluma's room and hung up the beautiful space mobile for my sister.
Now watch this, Pluma.
I gave the stars a little spin. She watched happily. Then I swung the planets back and forth. She cooed and awed. Then I pulled on the sun hanging on the string and then let it go. It started bouncing around. Pluma loved that. She started to giggle really loud.
You like that, don't you, Pluma? Here, I'll do it again.
Pluma laughed even louder. She was so cute and silly. She made me laugh too. Playing together with the space mobile is one of our new favorite activities. I just love making Pluma laugh. And guess what? She even learned how to clap for me. She really is learning something new each and every day. It's so fun having a little sister around. My parents are so proud of me for being such a good big brother. Mira the meteor monkey likes to make Pluma laugh too by squeezing the stuffed animal for her. My Zog Zax is even having fun with her, but he keeps leaving the room when Pluma makes a stinky smell in her diaper. Anyway, that's all for now, Earth Kids. More postcards coming soon. Until then, here is some fun meteor baby shower music for you to listen to. It reminds me of my very special family. I hope you have fun celebrating special occasions with your family too. Thanks for the postcards, Quill. I'm so glad that you and Pluma are playing nicely together. You sound like such a terrific big brother. When baby Pluma gets a little older, I'm sure she's gonna tell you that you space rock. You can see Quill's space rockin' postcards from today's episode. Just go to storyspectacular.com and click on Quill's postcards. While you're there, you can learn how to be pen pals with Quill and send in a postcard of your own. Do you have a special member of your family? Maybe you have a new little brother or sister or even a new pet. Tell us all about it by drawing a picture or sending a note, and we will share it on Quill's Pen Pal page. Because being pen pals with Quill is out of this world! And speaking of out of this world, we have even more very spatial mail to read today. It's time for Animail, where we read listener mail from our animal friends.
Animail!
Today's letter comes from Skylar the Spider. Skylar writes,
Dear Angie and friends, my name is Skylar and I am a spider. No ordinary spider. I am a real-life astronaut spider. I love listening to Story Spectacular while on my very important space mission. My favorite episode is Tilda's North Pole Expedition because Tilda the tortoise got to fly way up high in her hot air balloon and explore a really cool place. I love to fly in the sky and discover new places too. In fact, I recently rode on a space shuttle with a group of human astronauts all the way up to the International Space Station. The astronauts gave me a very important challenge, and that was to weave my spider web in zero gravity. It took me a couple of tries to get the hang of things. My first attempts at weaving a web were pretty sloppy, and at one point, I almost floated away. Yikes! Good thing I was still attached to the space station by a string of spider silk. But after a little bit of practice, I was able to weave a perfectly round spider web. The first spider, in fact, to weave a web in space. The astronauts all cheered with delight, so I guess you could say I'm officially an orb weaver
in orbit.
Well, I guess I better be going now. My astronaut pen is almost running out of ink. Thanks for all the spectacular stories, and I will see you all next orbit. Sincerely,
from space.
Skylar the Spider.
Thanks for the listener mail, Skylar. I'm so very impressed with the astronomical work you are doing. A big thank you to Jonathan Messenger for lending his voice in today's Animail. Far out. We got so much cool mail today. First, we read some postcards from our outer space pen pal Quill, who told us all about his new baby sister, Pluma. It was so fun hearing about the Meteor baby shower celebration, and it was also nice to hear that Quill and Pluma came up with some fun ways to play together. Then, we heard some listener mail from Skylar, the astronaut spider. Space is such an incredible place.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to purchase my original children's books like Lawrence the Lighthouse and Digger's Daily Routine, go to storyspectacular.com or find them on Amazon. A big thanks once again to Jonathan Messenger for lending his voice in today's Animail. Be sure to check out his stellar serialized science fiction podcast for kids called The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. If you love outer space adventure stories, be sure to subscribe to The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian on the Kids Listen podcast app. Learn more at finncaspian.com. Hey parents, if you and your child think this show is out of this world, it would mean so much if you would take a moment to leave Story Spectacular a rating and review. You can also share your favorite spectacular story with your friends on social media. Thank you for helping me get the word out about this very spatial show by sharing it on the World Wide Web. Thanks for listening.
Keep on space rocking!